I want to see her, Jus. I got her right. How long are you going to keep this up?
Well, you never wanted to see her before, did you? You was never there. And when you decided you'd had enough of being her dad, you just walked out. Well, I've been there the whole time and I've had enough. You're not messing me around anymore.
You know it's not true. I left you because it wasn't working out with us. I never left Bethany. I want to see her. I want to help out.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to do that? You haven't got a clue. You can't even change a nappy.
Yeah, but I'll learn, won't I?
If you think I'm going to trust you with her on your own, you've got another thing coming.
Danielle can help.
Oh, are you joking? There's no way that tart's going anywhere near her.
Okay, okay, okay.
And you're not coming round to the flat anymore, neither.
Okay, let's just pause a moment there. I know this is very difficult for you both. It's completely normal to feel upset and frustrated after a separation, but you both agreed to try mediation to sort out contact arrangements for your daughter. You're here because the most important thing in all of this is her welfare. So if you're starting to feel angry and upset, remember, whatever you may think of each other, you need to find a way to support each other as parents so you can give your best to your daughter.
I've got a right.
There's no way that tart's going anywhere near her.
Okay, okay.
And when you decided you'd had enough of being a dad...
When Justine and Darren first came to mediation, they found it very difficult to talk to each other. Darren had moved out of the family home shortly after the birth of their baby daughter, and Justine felt like she had quite literally been left holding the baby. It was my job as a mediator to try and get Justine and Darren to talk to each other without descending into argument, so they could sort out how they were going to handle the split in the long term. To do this, I helped them to work out exactly what it was they were having problems with. In Justine and Darren's case, it was all about what involvement Darren was going to have in his daughter's life now. Over the next couple of sessions, I helped them to look at all the different options they had and decide what was going to work best.
You're not taking Bethany to her house.
Don't be stupid. I live there. I live with her. What am I supposed to do with her all day?
Well, you're not taking her there. You'll just have to come over to mine.
No way, man. You're doing this on purpose. You're just doing this to make trouble for me and Danielle.
Oh, well... It's good to know where your loyalties lie then, isn't it? I was seeing your daughter, Sonny. Ain't that important if your girlfriend won't let you?
I wonder whether there's anywhere else that Darren could spend some time with Bethany. Somewhere that would be acceptable for both of you.
About where?
A relative's house, perhaps. Or a friend's.
Well, it's my mum's.
Why does it have to be one of your family? Why not mine?
Well, your mum and dad have still got three kids living with them, haven't they? Mum's on her own. She hasn't seen Bethany since we split up. She's always going on about.
By the final session, Justine and Darren had agreed that Darren could take Bethany to his mum's house for a couple of evenings a week. She'd be able to help Darren look after Bethany.
Well, cheers, mate. Seriously, I never thought we was going to sort things out.
No problem. And don't forget, if you're having any problems changing the contact arrangements in the future as Bethany grows up, feel free to come back and see us again.
Yeah, thanks, we will.
At one time, I was worried I was never going to see my daughter again. I felt like Justine was using Bethany to get at me. Anyway, I'm just happy we got it sorted now. Until we went to mediation, we just kept going round in circles, arguing about the same old things. I reckon Justine will lighten up about Danielle eventually as well.
Going to mediation made me see things a lot clearer. Even if it was over between me and Darren, Bethany still needed her dad. So I had to give him a chance. Good luck to that Danielle, though. She'll need it with him.
Could family mediation help you, a member of your family, or one of your friends sort out the practical side of their separation? To find out more, visit Advice Now's website, advicenow.org.uk/family-mediation, or give the National Family Mediation Helpline a call on 0845 6026 627. This podcast is part of a range of resources produced by Advice Now's Family Mediation Campaign. Other materials available on the website include simple step-by-step guides, quizzes, podcasts, and a family mediation discussion forum. The Family Mediation Campaign is funded by the Department for Constitutional Affairs and applies to England and Wales only.